This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The adoption of generative artificial intelligence is on the rise, but there is a shortage of the high-performance chips needed to support its growth. According to IDC research, 66% of enterprises worldwide plan to invest in Gen AI in the next 18 months, with infrastructure accounting for 46% of the total spend. However, the market is struggling to meet the demand for high bandwidth memory, HBM, chips, which are crucial for running AI operations. The focus has mostly been on the demand for graphics processing units, GPUs, but there has been less attention on the demand for memory chips. SK Hynix, a major HBM supplier, recently announced that its HBM products are fully booked through 2025 due to high demand. The price of HBMs has also increased by 5% to 10% as a result. HBM chips are expected to account for more than 20% of the total DRAM market value by 2024 and potentially exceed 30% by 2025. Without HBM chips, GPUs would be unable to process data efficiently, and there would be an idle waiting period for data transfers. The demand for SK Hynix memory chips is closely tied to the demand for GPUs from companies like NVIDIA, as well as alternative AI chips from AMD and Intel. While SK Hynix is reaching its supply limits, other manufacturers like Samsung and Micron are ramping up HBM production to meet the demand. Samsung and Micron should be able to support the market as it becomes more distributed. Additionally, TSMC, the exclusive supplier of HBM technology, is increasing its capacity to alleviate the shortages. It is expected that the shortages will ease by the end of the year, and more packaging and foundry suppliers are coming online to qualify their technology for major players like NVIDIA and AMD. The shortage of AI chips is a global issue, with spending on AI-focused chips projected to reach $53 billion this year and more than double over the next 4 years. Chip manufacturers are rapidly rolling out new processors to meet the demand. Intel plans to introduce chips for AI functions, including its Gaudi 3 processors for training and running large language models, LLMs, that support Gen AI. AMD also has its MI300 GPU for AI data center workloads, gaining traction in the market. In total, over 80 semiconductor vendors are developing specialized chips for AI. On the software side, LLM creators are developing smaller models tailored for specific tasks that require fewer processing resources and rely on local proprietary data. Intel aims to enable Gen AI on every type of computing device, from laptops to smartphones. Their Xeon 6 processors will include versions with onboard neural processing units, NPUs, for use in workstations, PCs, and edge devices. Intel claims that their processors will be capable of running smaller, customized LLMs. In conclusion, the high demand for Gen AI is putting a strain on the supply of high-performance chips, especially high-bandwidth memory, HBM, chips. While SK Hynix is facing supply limits, other manufacturers like Samsung and Micron are increasing production to meet the demand. TSMC is also boosting its capacity to alleviate the shortages. Chip manufacturers like Intel and AMD are introducing new processors to support AI functions, and LLM creators are developing smaller models tailored for specific tasks. Despite the challenges, efforts are being made to meet the growing demand for AI chips, and enable the widespread adoption of Gen AI.